Radio Prague News.
Czech firms could lose tens of billions of crowns due to sanctions between the EU and Russia, according to the country's industry confederation. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev is said to be among the guests of this year's Forum 2000 conference. And an international arbitration court has upheld the ban for Czech bike rider Roman Kreuziger over doping allegations. Czech industrial firms could lose tens of billions of crowns over the short term due to sanctions between Russia and the European Union, according to a survey by the country's Confederation of Industry among their member companies. In the long run, the losses could amount to hundreds of billions, the group said. The machinery, energy, chemical and petrochemical sectors, as well as agriculture, technology and food industry, are likely to suffer most due to the sanctions, according to the survey. The Czech government's estimates, however, of potential losses is much lower, of around 2.1 billion crowns. But the industry group says Czech companies' sales to partners in Western Europe could also be affected by the sanctions. The Czech branch of the global anti-corruption group Transparency International will monitor the financing of October's local and Senate elections, members of the group told the news conference on Wednesday. The NGO will keep track of the finance accounts of candidates running for the Senate and will also monitor any abuse of municipally owned media by political parties controlling local city and town halls. The group has also voiced concerns of voter fraud and vote buying that is likely to appear in some of the country's most depressed regions, including North Bohemia and North Moravia. A report is to be released by Transparency International in late September, some 2 weeks before the voting. Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, Estonian President Tomas Hendrik Ilves and Belarusian dissident Aleš Bialatski will be among the guests of this year's Forum 2000 conference, the organizers said on Wednesday. The event, founded by then-Czech President Václav Havel in 1996 as a venue for bringing together world leaders, intellectuals and civic activists, will this year reflect on the 25 years since the fall of communism in Central and Eastern Europe. The Forum 2000 conference will take place in the Czech capital between the 12th and 15th of October. A court in Prague has ruled that the Green Party must pay 500,000 crowns, or some $24,000, to the authors of a song lyrics the group used in their election campaign in 2010. The party used the slogan, "And what about children? Do they have a place to play?" which was featured in a 1980s song by the Czech rock band Katapult. The band allowed the party to use the song, but the Greens never asked the author of the lyrics for permission. The author, who now runs a law firm, claimed that one of his clients, an industrial company, stopped working with him after the Green Party used the slogan. The court has also ordered the party to publicly apologize to the author of the lyrics. The German-owned Czech-based car manufacturer Škoda Auto will hire some 800 workers for its main plant in Mladá Boleslav within the next 3 months to produce its new Fabia model, a spokesman for the firm said. Škoda, which employs around 19,500 people at Mladá Boleslav, is to start producing the third-generation Fabia in the coming days, with the official premiere scheduled for the Paris Auto Show in October. The producer sold 522,000 vehicles in the first half of this year, some 12.5% more than in the same period last year. And in cycling, the Swiss-based Court of Arbitration for Sport has upheld a temporary ban for Czech bike rider Roman Kreuziger over doping allegations. The ruling confirms the decision by the International Cycling Union to temporarily suspend the 28-year-old member of the Russian-registered Tinkoff-Saxo team until irregularities in his biological passport are cleared. The decision means that Kreuziger, who has been unable to compete since June, will not participate in the Vuelta a España race that begins on Saturday. In a reaction on Twitter, Kreuziger said he would continue to fight the ban. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The coming days will be partially cloudy with chances of rain and daytime highs ranging between 17 and 23 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.